So what our purpose is to help you avoid self-dealing penalties, which you can't escape if it occurs, and to talk about all of the exceptions. Slide 6, when we get there, is going to define who are the people involved in the issue. They're called disqualified persons, and it includes a pretty good big group sometimes. It's certainly the funders, the board now, some family members of those people that funded it, and board members. And it in some instances can be, somebody already said this in another session, that they have a hard time keeping up with the family. It was Excess Business Holdings to the point that you have to know who's who and what's what. And there are actually certain family members that are excluded. It's an amazing kind of chart when you look at it. So the second item is correction. Absolutely, if a self-dealing transaction occurs, it has to be fixed, if you will. Some problems can't be fixed. But if it was a sale of an asset, it has to be returned, or the money that changed hands has to be returned. I think there's another slide about, a bargain sale. A bargain sale is an amazing example because the return involves both the property, the income maybe that's been earned, adjustment for the change in value of the property. Governance policies. This has already been mentioned. I love that people that you're having at speakers at this conference are really help. I mean, I think are quite knowledgeable about these issues, and the extent of knowledge is amazing that we're giving you. I love it. But governance policies, the typical conflict of interest policy that you might pick up if you simply looked at the 1023, there is a sample of a conflict of interest policy in the 1023 package that you could get. But that doesn't include many of the concepts that need to be added to address self-dealing and to bring prohibitions to help avoid that. The tools available when you have self-dealing and want there to be exception, or you're planning because there is a self-deal you want to do, but you want to try to avoid it, and it's really amazing, the list of them. And this particular slide just gives you a few things to kind of introduce you, and we'll get back to them with other slides. I love the like rule. It's something people can remember. It has to do with compensation or financial transactions, like the fees that your family office might decide they need to be paid for the management services that they provide to you. You have a responsibility anytime there's a self-dealing transaction to prove that the amount of money is ordinary and necessary and is reasonable and in keeping with the normal amount that somebody else doing the same thing would charge you to do that. Whether it's investment management, whether it's grant management, the foundation has a responsibility to decide that there is fairness when it is allowed to have a self-dealing transaction. And don't forget that. The private foundation giving a check to the family office to pay for management services is a self-dealing transaction. And what we hope you'll go back with is knowing when you can have one and what do you have to do to prepare to have the proper documentation and evidence that it was okay. That's your goal. And that's what we hope will help you to realize. You agree?
I agree. Thank you, Jody. It's great to have Jody as a co-speaker because she knows everything. So I just get to sit here and tell you what my experience is. And from my perspective, the self-dealing rules really, They're just a gift to in-house counsel, I think, which is what I am, because they, in large part, eliminate the wiggle room, the slippery slopes, the gray areas, the, you know, lawyer favorite, it depends answer, because, as Jody said, they just prohibit whole categories of things. And yes, there are exceptions, but they do make your life easier if you're faced with a situation where you might otherwise have to be negotiating whether something is fair or reasonable with someone who has an interest in the transaction and therefore is not a great party to be negotiating with. It allows you just to say, look, this is absolutely prohibited under the law, and we just can't do it. It doesn't matter if it's fair. It doesn't matter if it's reasonable. We just can't do it.